Well, yes, he pulled out last night after weeks of uncertainty about whether he was going to make an appearance. I think there's always skepticism that he would appear, but just the sheer embarrassment of not turning up led some to believe, not least the producers of the television show, that he would indeed come and debate his record with two of his the other two leading contenders in this presidential race.
What's the reason for pulling out?
Well, his campaign team has given a number of reasons, which do read more like excuses than anything else. They say that this debate should be covered by all of Afghanistan's TV and radio outlets, despite the fact that it's actually being broadcast by, you know, two of the most popular stations in the country, that they say every broadcaster should have the right to cover this. And they also question the political neutrality of this TV station. It's called Tolo TV. It's fairly controversial. It's run into problems before with powerful and influential people who've not been happy with its coverage.
Is Karzai expected to win this election?
I think there's a change in the air. The mood in Kabul has shifted considerably in the last few weeks. It had been the case that everyone assumed that this election was sewn up months ago when President Karzai succeeded in winning the backing of virtually every influential tribal and ethnic power broker in the country. There's a sense now that his campaign has been somewhat lackluster, that his this coalition of power brokers that he's gathered is fragile, if not fracturing. And also the other big question is no one really knows how Afghans will vote. Will they really turn out just on the say-so of, you know, their local former warlord or their, you know, ethnic or tribal leader? Or will they be a bit more independent-minded? And that's a big question that no one has a decent answer to, because there's been very little in the way of public opinion polling, and I think all that's certain about this election is the uncertainty.
There must be some nervousness in Washington as to the outcome of this election.
Well, indeed. I mean, US diplomats, along with almost every other diplomat in Kabul, had thought that Karzai would walk this. And initially there was some disappointment because there's been a lot of frustration with President Karzai's record, and there are certainly people in the US administration who would like to see a new man in charge. So I think it depends on your point of view what you think of Karzai. The big risk, though, is if he doesn't win, then they may get someone who's even more awkward to deal with, or may have his own set of drawbacks.
John, many thanks.